love watching the lanterns in the festival, but it's sad that people think this will save them.
Those lanterns won't save anybody, but they are a good example of the light of Jesus in you. Hi, my name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. You know, in Thailand, people light small paper lanterns which float up into the sky. It's a beautiful sight to see them all floating. However, they think the lanterns can carry their sins away, and that's just not true. Only Jesus can remove a person's sin. The best thing that you can do is live to show others that Jesus has saved you. And when you do that, it's like His light is shining in you. You're like a lantern. In Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Our story today is called Glowing Lanterns. Anong and Nin leaned against the Narowat Bridge in Chiang Mai and stared up at the night sky. The normally dark sky was lit up with hundreds of glowing lanterns slowly floating upwards like dancing stars. "I love the Loy Krathong Festival," said Anong. "It's so beautiful." "It really is amazing," agreed Anong's older sister Nin. "But it's sad that people think they're releasing their sins as they launch their lanterns into the sky," Anong added. "I wish they had the hope of Jesus." "Yes," said Nin thoughtfully. "It is sad, but I think that's part of the reason why God placed us in Thailand." "What do you mean?" Anong asked. "Come with me." Nin handed a few baht coins to a street vendor and purchased what appeared to be some neatly folded pieces of white paper. "We are like this lantern," Nin said as she began to unfold the paper and fluff it out to reveal a paper lantern. "How are we like a lantern?" Anong asked skeptically. "We're just plain paper," Nin explained. "But when Jesus comes into our lives, He gives us His light." Nin lit the small wick inside the paper lantern. "Wow, look at that," said Anong. "The lantern is glowing so brightly now. It's beautiful." "Will you help me release it?" Nin asked. Together, the sisters launched the glowing lantern into the night sky. As they watched it float upwards, Nin said, "We are just like the lantern because Jesus lights us up on the inside so we can shine for Him." "Just like the lanterns glowing in the dark sky," Anong exclaimed. "Exactly," said Nin. "I think God placed us in Thailand so we can shine as lights in the darkness and tell people about the forgiveness Jesus offers, because He died for our sins on the cross." "Wow," said Anong. "Thinking about us being lights in the world makes the Loy Krathong Festival even more special." "I agree," said Nin as she hugged her little sister and they gazed up at the glowing lanterns. So how about you? How can you shine your light as a light in this country, or in your neighborhood, or in your school where God has placed you? What are some ways you can point others to the hope of Jesus? The Bible says we point others to Jesus when we do good deeds that honor Him. When we show kindness, forgiveness, and generosity, we're shining the light of Jesus to others. Our key verse today is Matthew 5:16.
"Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
And our key thought today, let your light shine. Have you heard about Keys for Kids Radio? It's got all kinds of cool stuff, like great music made just for you and interesting stories from adventures in Odyssey and down Gilead Lane. It's a whole radio station made just for you, with contests, interviews, and stories about kids like you. You won't want to miss it, so check it out at keysforkids.net. That's Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.